Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist, and I want to welcome everybody who's listening. We catch you next week when the show is rebroadcast on the British Broadcast Network. And everything sports medicine, fitness, and wellness, we feature on the Sports Doctor. You know, there's a great article this week in Sports Illustrated by Michael Rosenberg. It's called Learning to Be. It deals with Todd Marinovich, that great young player who was almost created out of a test tube by his crazy father to make him into the best of quarterbacks. And it's an incredible story. He went as far as making the NFL, and then his life just exploded and fell apart. One of the big reasons I co-authored hashtag Hey Sports Parents, this is an extreme. But it's a fantastic story. You know, we've got a great doubleheader today. They're going to start off with Luke Erickson, Davidson. I'm sorry. He's the owner of the Exercise Coach, Naperville, Illinois, my backyard. He's also downtown Chicago in Lincoln Park. And then Joe Franco, the filmmaker, Italian-born Joe Franco from the West Coast. He's the producer and director of this great documentary, Youth Sports. The movie, the $15 billion a year industry. And then it's, of course, the Sports Doctor's in. We'll answer some emails, talk about upcoming shows. Let's welcome Luke Davidson. Hey, the Exercise Coach, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hey there, Dr. Bob. Thanks for having me on the show.
Great. Let's jump right in. Give us a little bit of background on you and where you were and what you're doing regarding the Exercise Coach.
Yeah, so just kind of getting started, I've always been a fan of fitness, a fan of sports as well. Played basketball and baseball growing up. Actually, small world. I was just realized my dad said he actually has seen you before. And he said, you're a miracle worker in his own words. So his name is Matt Davidson, and I guess you guys have been in contact before, so I thought that was a pretty neat story to at least tell initially here. And
was your dad from Aurora Christian High School?
Yeah, he was.
Holy cow! Yeah, is he still got the orthotics in his shoes?
You know, I believe he would. I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, I bet you. You're right. His great teams and him, his brother. Absolutely! Wow, that you got my ear on that one, Luke. Really? So, and you've always been an athlete, strength and conditioning. It's always been a big deal on the Sports Doctor, whether we were talking about the best athletes in the world or whether we were talking about just trying to stay active, staying fit, or being the parent of somebody in this crazy world with sports. So, go ahead. Tell us about you and Exercise Coach.
Yeah, absolutely. So, when I was in college, I was a strength and conditioning coach for Trinity International University my senior year, and I was getting my degree, and I knew I eventually wanted to be a personal trainer, eventually wanted to open up my own gym, and I didn't know exactly where yet. So my brother-in-law actually connected me with Brian Seigen, who is the Exercise Coach's CEO, and through him, he offered me an internship there for 6 months, and, you know, I was sold the first time he had me in. It's very state-of-the-art technology.
Yeah, Trinity College, where Leslie Frazier was, I think, one of your first football coaches.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really, man. I'll get you Leslie's picture out. What attracted you? You know, again, there's a lot of fitness places. A lot of them are Taj Mahals. Some of them are hospital-based.
Again, Naperville's got some great, a really, really fitness community, as of course is downtown Chicago. What attracted you to what they were doing that was special to you? What's their concept?
Yeah, what attracted me was the effectiveness and how unique it is. So the exercise coach is all focused on giving you the most quality exercise, the most efficient exercise in the shortest amount of time. So they've really streamlined the exercise products with these machines that they have called Exerbotics piece of equipment. And on these pieces of equipment, you actually get set up for each movement you would do. You do a max test to kind of determine where your strength level is at. And from there, build you a customized workout based exactly on your strength needs. Now, on these pieces of equipment as well, the whole goal is full fatigue in just one set. So we have the range of motion set up, so you're not going to go too far, not going to put any pressure on the joints. The speed's all controlled, so you can't go any faster or slower than we let you. And the line
that
we
have
set.
Did you say one set?
Yeah. Yeah, one set is all.
Interesting. In the late 70s, when I met, and your dad, your whole family will remember big time, Bob Guida, the famous kinesio and sports therapist who I think we got married 40 years ago because of his regard and respect for the role of the foot in sports. And the whole idea at that time, we had Nautilus equipment, which was, again, unique. And matter of fact, Gary Reinel, the author of that incredible book, Iced, was my guest. I think it was last week. And he had one of the first Nautilus facilities, but this new equipment, what's the name of this new equipment?
Yeah, this is called Exerbotics equipment.
Okay. And the your facility, for example, in Naperville, is this people who go who are gym members to do their own workout, or is this where people come with appointments to do one-on-one?
We're all appointment-based training, either one-on-one or group. We work with people of any age. You know, I've got high school golf athletes in there ranging up to people even in their 80s are working out with us. So it really can be customized to anyone.
Yeah, and I think that that's a major, major key, you know, having some sort of individuality, to say the least. Everybody, the sports doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I'm talking to an old family friend here on the sports doctor. You could go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go back a decade or more on radio shows and guests and endless array of topics in the whole world of our world of the sports doctor. Or you could dip over to newspaper articles and you could read my latest guest editorial on our new book. It's 6 months already. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. And again, how I led the show today with one of the most extreme stories of a youngster who grew up under the drill and demand of his crazy father, became a professional athlete, became a great athlete, but whose life blew up because of the kind of pressures that are involved in youth sports, especially when you're in a hot community, you know, like we said. Again, talking with Luke Davidson, owns Exercise Coach in Naperville. Luke, what's the best website for people to go to find out more information?
Yeah, the best website you can go to is simply exercisecoach.com. And then from there, you can find the location nearest you. But there's a lot of great information to tell you more about our program on that website.
Yes. Now, again, the whole area of wellness and health and fitness involves a big nutritional aspect. We talk all day on the Sports Doctor, the mental game. Again, whether it's the extreme pressure to win under one situation or another, that pressure could be on a 12-year-old who might be a gymnast or some of our figure skaters. Or, again, you're talking about weight loss programs. And, again, all those aspects. How does that fit in with what you guys do, Luke?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do offer nutritional services, obviously, with our what we call our 30-day metabolic comeback challenge. And that's our weight loss program. But essentially throughout that process, we're trying to provide our clients with a lot of positivity and encouragement. Just let them know, hey, you know, you can do this, you can get through this, and we're going to help you get from point A to point B what your goals are going to be. A lot of accountability is involved, and we just really make sure we drill our clients on, like I said, just positivity and making sure that each time they come in, they feel rejuvenated to continue their mission.
Yes, you know, every January over the years, starting at WDCB 20-something years ago, I would have individuals from the fitness industry come on and talk about, and we would have even some semi-fun about New Year's resolutions, and everybody was all excited, and, you know, we'd have all sorts of new activity, and then by the time February and March rolled around, you'd see the same people in the gym. The challenge of people being able to enjoy what they're doing, understanding how important exercise is. Now, you make a big deal out of the amount of time where you're talking about people can get their session over with like 20 minutes. True?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a big deal.
It is a huge deal.
Fitting it in with individuals. What kind of hours do you guys have?
Yeah, so Monday through Saturday we're open. Most days 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And then Saturday is usually a little bit shorter from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right. What you're missing is a good sports podiatry screening that I've done forever.
Hey,
at Edwards.
That's
yes,
right. That's right.
And with your family, exactly. You know, what is the foot mechanics of that 65-year-old you're seeing? And what's the foot mechanics of the 12-year-old skater or the 15-year-old high schooler and wondering why they're having knee or hip or low back problems in many instances? Then we're talking about evaluations. Your individuals, they all personal trainers, Luke?
Yes, everyone that we work with are personal trainers.
Okay. And then you refer out as needed. You know, I've had a million physical therapists on, the sports doctor in our area. Again, we see, I've had Athletico on forever, and ATI, and Physical, and some others. I rely dramatically on great physical therapy. I would assume you have some individuals that you guys can either take patients who are ready to be off their physical therapy or some who might particularly need it. How's that relationship for you guys?
Yeah, so, you know, our personal training studio would kind of be a second stop once you're out of PT if you had an injury.
Yes.
Kind of the perfect progression back into high-intensity exercise. It's going to be the safest way for you to get there.
Okay. You know, and if I'm saying to you, Luke, you know, we've got these parents and they have, there's a chapter in my book. It's called The Prodigy Sports, and it means exactly what it says. I've been putting orthotics in young figure skater skates for, gosh, going on 4 decades. As everybody who listens to The Sports Doctor knows, my main poster guy, Evan Lysacek, the kid grew up in Naperville. He's the 2010 Olympic gold medalist in men's figure skating, which is unbelievable. Mm. He was 10 years old. We put orthotics in his skates. Think of gymnastics. Think of tennis, even soccer today, where you have kids specializing. And and whether we like it or not, we love kids to grow up playing lots of different sports. And most do. But some don't. You know, I want to figure skate every day, Dr. Weil. I'm not interested in playing another sport. And that's many times where we look to individuals like your group to be able to, you know, get these youngsters on a great home program or supplemental program where we could try to do the best we can. Repetitive motion injuries are a problem in these growing kids who might be doing the same thing like throwing, you know, pitching 10 months a year.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely want to make sure you have muscles that are strong during that process there, and that's going to help you avoid injury because stronger your muscles are, stronger your joints are, and they need to be prepared.
You know, the senior population, Luke, today, you know, podiatry is a big deal when we're talking falling prevention. And again, we're talking about even the senior population where we might have golfers and tennis players and walkers and joggers, people who want to stay fit as best they can, no matter what their activity is, and adding something. Do they see you guys like a couple of days a week? What kind of a thinking do you have on your program?
Yeah, so all our program is 2 days a week for 20 minutes per session. So only 40 minutes during the week. And that's been a proven methodology for us. And, you know, a new client could see strength improvements of 20 to 25% in just the first 6 weeks.
Who's the... Who's the head of the corporate exercise coach?
Yeah, Brian Seigen is the CEO of the exercise coach.
Okay. Is he in the Chicago area?
He is, actually. Corporate headquarters are based out of Lake Zurich, and the exercise exercise coach actually started in Illinois.
How many facilities are there?
Right now there's about 47 in the United States, a couple in Japan, and then there's a lot more on the way, I think around 20.
Tell them to contact me, and we'll have them come on sometime in the next couple of months. You know, what's interesting, Luke, again, is in the area, you know, physical therapy is covered by insurance. Personal training to this day isn't. It's always been a challenge, you know, for all of these decades where we would see serious, serious youngsters others who really wanted to be in the gym and wondering why it was never covered by insurance. So being in the non-insurance world, that's got to be a challenge. It's the real niche.
Yeah, it certainly can be. You know, I get a lot of people that are interested in the program and ask if it's covered by insurance.
Well, what's it going to cost somebody a month? Or what does it cost somebody a week to go twice a week in one of your programs?
Yeah, so the monthly package that we have for the twice-a-week program is $329 a month at the moment, and then we're also running a New Year's special for the beginning of the year here.
Right. Well, again, you know, people have to understand, and it's one of the things I've stood for when I was a sports doctor forever, whether we were talking nutrition, whether we were talking sports psychology, whether we were talking about fitness, you know, was the importance of having some affordable, but an investment in our good health. It's a big challenge in our society. As we speak, our country is heavier than it's ever been. Isn't that amazing, Luke? There's a gym on every corner. You can't watch television for 8 minutes without seeing diet commercials. And whether we're looking at the child population, and I've been screaming about childhood obesity for 15 years. And the idea of, again, so on the one hand, we think of it as a luxury, but that's a substantial investment. What are some of the different sports and some of the kids that you guys might be seeing in Naperville?
Yeah, right now, the big majority of a lot of our athletes are golfers. We've seen a lot of great correlation between their strength increases with us and also their club head speed increases.
Yeah.
So they'll have their strength.
Tune me in. I think it might be next week where I've got John Perna on.
Comes to the exercise coach.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, John's a patient of mine. And the Paul Callaway, who's another superstar in the world of he's over at Cantigny at the Golf Academy. The fact that there's a lot of young kids. And, again, think about it. You're swinging the club constantly. And like our old, again, mentor, Bob Guider, used to say, he didn't, whatever the sport was, he'd say, Doc, work the brakes. You know, work the opposite.
That's right.
Yes. And, again, the idea of one set, you know, the idea of being able to, like, circuit train, so somebody might be moving from one machine to another under individual supervision.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be getting a full-body workout with supervision. And the 20 minutes is a huge push, you know, especially for our golf athletes. They're on the course practicing most of the day and probably don't want to be spending 4 days a week, an hour and a half each time in the gym. So this 20 minutes
twice
a week is ideal.
Yeah, they do when they talk to me because here's one of the secrets. You see, kids, you could talk to them about preventing injury all day and they'll fall asleep. But if I'm talking about being a step quicker, or jumping higher or having more acceleration, and that's why I'm telling you the sizes in the book involving strengthening the feet and ankles and working balance. Anyway, we went flying through the show. Luke, give me the website again people could find out about Exercise Coach.
Yes, the website is www.exercisecoach.com.
Okay, great. And, you know, we're going to be back with another segment, everybody. You're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil. And we'll catch you after the break. Thanks. Hold on, Luke.
Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athletes. Hashtag, hey sports parents. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. I want to welcome Joel Franco. Joel is the owner of Chesapeake Films. He's the producer-director, Youth Sports, the movie. Again, my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. It's such a big topic. He mentions the $15 billion industry. Joel Franco, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am glad that you're with us. I know that you're originally from Italy, and that you're a guy who's been involved in all aspects of movies. Tell us about how yourself got interested in the topic and the youth sports, the movie.
Well, it's like a twofold, really. It's been a long time coming because I've been talking to a dear friend of mine who coaches in LA, soccer, and he's been telling me horror stories for years. And then I
send
started
him my
coaching.
Right.
Exactly.
How many times am I going to tell you? Go ahead.
And it's funny because, you know, when people tell you something and you go, oh, that's terrible, that's horrible. And I never quite realized how big a problem or how incredible of a situation the system is until I started coaching. And then I started to see it firsthand of all the things that you have to go through, all the hoops you have to jump through.
Yes. And a lot of it's positive. So, you know, a lot of it,
absolutely,
a lot of it, Joel, is positive. At the same time, I talk on the Sports Doctor all the time about the epidemic
that's
of
the way of
overuse,
putting it, yes,
of overuse injuries, both physical and mental, in youth sports. That's why I wrote in my book a chapter on youth sports and drugs. It's where we talk about these tremendous, whether it's, you know, that we're all familiar with stories of the crazy parents on the sidelines. That's why I can't believe I had you on at the same time the Sports Illustrated hit with the story of Marinovich. Right. Tell us about the documentary, and is it available?
No, yeah, we're interviewing people right now. We're working on it at the moment.
Hey, I'm right here, man.
Hey, anytime. Either come here or I'll come over there. No, anytime. Well, that's the point, because like I always feel like that as whether coaches or parents or clubs, whatever the sport, we seem to forget that kids are in the middle of it, right? And kids should be the center of youth sports. And I feel like we kind of seem to have forgotten that. So many times I have conversation with parents, and it's almost like the kid doesn't even matter what they want to do. You know, you talk
to
other coaches.
What
I coach
sport
soccer.
Do you coach? Okay.
I coach U10.
Soccer is one of the prodigy sports. Soccer
it is
included, where I will see a 12 or 13-year-old boy or girl, and they're playing and traveling soccer. They're playing 4, 5, 6 days a week. They don't want to play anything else. Tremendous amount of running, and again, the kinds of pressures, whether it is financial or again, mm-hmm. when we start to see
and physical,
we see the pressure to play through discomfort, the epidemic of the routine use of over the counter pain and anti-inflammatory. Dr. Wild, don't you understand? My son's got a game this week. He needs 2 Advil a day or his ankles are hurting him. This is rampant. This is rampant.
It is. And
surprise. Yes. So
no, and I see it
pressure.
All the time.
Yes.
Yeah, and I see it every day when, you know, so many coaches are not, they don't understand how boys and girls should be training or how much rest they should have in between games or practices. And it's just like, it's just too much. I see it with my own son, you know, how tired he is after, you know, we have a tournament or something. And yes, you know, and they're fried by the third game on Sunday, yeah. You know, soccer usually.
Well, you expect children many times to play a schedule that an adult would never play. Hey, let's go show up and play a triple header or a double header because we got to fit in. The schedules are crazy. And again, one of the sections in hashtag Hey Sports Parents, I bring together 8 different experts, whether it's the nutrition, whether it's sports psychology,
yes.
whether it's parental behavior, all putting their 2 cents in. Again, we've forgotten it's a game. It's a big, big. You mentioned in your documentary, you're going to mention the $15 billion mm-hmm. a year industry where parents might be spending a tremendous amount of money. For their son
too
or
much.
Daughter to play. Well, it depends if it's okay for you and your son or daughter really, really, really has the fire and you have the capability for them to have the finest of training, great.
The problem that I've found so far in my research and started interviewing various parents and various kids and athletes is exactly the problem. Like so many parents who are trying to do the best they can for their kids and give them the best of opportunities, you know, a lot of these parents are not financially, they don't have that type of money to
yes.
shell out. And so many parents, I feel like, you know, they're talking to me and they're like, you know, I feel like if I don't do it, my kid is not going to have the best opportunity, even though a lot of these different clubs, especially for soccer, and I've heard from other sports as well, they're not really offering you much. They're just charging you more.
Well, you know, this is both. So the idea, again, of the book, and I'm sure your documentary, is the educational side of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
totally.
we call the book an essential. What is kind of time? What's the website people can go to, Joel, to find out about the documentary?
It's called usports-themovie.com. That's where you're going to find all the information about the movie as we keep putting stuff out.
Okay.
And you can also find us on social media.
What's your time frame? What kind of time frame are you thinking about of having something like this available?
Hopefully as quickly as we can. The process is going to, but you know, it's one of those things that we don't want to rush it. We want to make sure we have the right information out for people. You know, because it's not just a piece. This is for me and my team, what's important is to really put this in front of people and show them how it really is. It's
Come on,
about
man. That's why I sent you the book. That's why
exactly.
I sent you the book.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's not about, we don't want it because, you know, like you said earlier, it's, you know, sports is amazing for kids. More kids should play sports. But it's also so sad that so many kids stop playing sports for various different reasons.
Well, years ago, Joe, the United States, we saw that there probably was a 40% drop in little leaguers re-signing up because of the fact mm-hmm. that they didn't like it. It wasn't fun. There's been a yes. tremendous amount of attention paid. You know, I've had some great guests and groups. iSport 360, the great app for parents and
yes,
coaches
yes.
to communicate. The National Alliance of Youth Sports, we've had them on the show, trying to pay attention to the importance of educating coaches. Of course, I come from the side in sports medicine. There's only two things, Joe, everybody cares about. One is, can I prevent problems and injuries in these kids? And two, for those who fit into the category, can they be the best they can be? Is there an area where, again, you've got these serious young soccer players, and they might be scholarship players and high school and college players, and you want that kind of supervision? The big word is, are you ready to have your pen out? The big word is
yes.
overkill. The big word totally. Is overkill. This is why you're very familiar, Joel, with the category of performance-enhancing drugs, of course, right?
Yep,
and
sadly, yes.
I renamed them, okay? So here's another quote for you. I renamed them. They're called performance-surviving drugs. And this is real. This is where it's at, whether you're talking about that young 12- or 13-year-old who's a national gymnast, or you're talking
yes.
about a professional athlete who can't survive without, and this is a real, now that strength and conditioning coaches have become such an explosive area in serious sports,
yes.
there is a
mm-hmm.
very, very big deal. You know, you don't go, a year doesn't go by, we don't read about death. In sports programs, who should know better when we're coming to pushing these kids much, much, much too hard. So this
and
is
too
why...
Early.
Absolutely. And the, you know, I have had young figure skaters who by 7 or 8 years old, we were already putting orthotics in the skates. We were trying to stay out of trouble. And this is why also for you and all of your different viewers eventually, the importance of strengthening these young
mm-hmm.
athletes' feet and ankles and the importance of them working on balance types of exercises is, again, a chapter that I talk about the two essential exercises for your son or daughter. I don't care what their sport is. I don't want to care what their level is. It's to strengthen their feet and ankles and include
yes.
balance exercise in whatever their sport happens to be. It was about a year or a year and a half ago, Joel, I'm trying to remember, on the front cover of Time magazine was a young little leaguer, and the caption was the $15 billion a year youth sports injury or industry or something
industry,
like
yes.
that, right?
Yeah, it was a year and a half, yes. Oh, it was a great article, and it had a lot, and that's a lot of the stuff that we want to talk about in the movie, because everybody
right.
always talks about, everybody talks about high school and college, you know, the classic, we don't pay the youth players, you know, kids in college are playing for free, colleges are making billions, blah, blah, blah. But
yes.
we want to focus, we are focusing on high school and below, because to me, that's as bad, if not worse,
yes.
of the same
and
problem.
And that's also where you could, that's also where maybe you can make some changes. I want to talk more about that. We're talking with Joel Franco. He's the director, producer of the upcoming documentary, Youth Sports, the Movie. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor.
near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows and go back over 10 years, see some of the different guests we've had on, an endless array of topics, and listen to whatever you want. You can go over to newspaper articles, magazines. You could read the incredible story of my young figure skating gold medalist, Evan Lysacek, with Podiatry Manager written in 2010. You could read a hot article, Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. Or you could read about specialization and some of these other things we're talking about. What is the best shoe for your son and daughter in their sports? We're talking with Joe Franco. He is the owner, Chesapeake Films, director, producer, Youth Sports, the movie, and the sooner the better. You're talking about
yes.
Talk more about what you really are looking to earmark and pay attention to, Joe, with your documentary.
Well, for me, it starts from, like I said earlier, about the kids. It's all about the kids. We want to focus our movie on kids, what they want, why they're doing it, why they're not doing it, their relationships with their families. We spoke to a former player a couple of days ago, and one of the things she was telling me was that how fun it was for her to start playing soccer because of her father and how her father got her into the sport. Her father introduced her to playing goalie. And how fun it was for them to have something in common, to talk to each other about.
Absolutely.
To go to games together, to go to practice together. But then, unfortunately, the relationship deteriorated for a while because the father got so into it that he made it a nightmare for her.
Yeah, that's a common thread. It's a very important one. Again, when I talk on the Sports Doctor about the mental game, all these
yep.
kinds of things, the importance of parents understanding, the importance of finding the level that's comfortable for your son or daughter, and remembering one of the most important questions you'll ever ask yourself, which is, whose goal is it? And as long
exactly.
That's why you got to include a lot of feedback. One of the sections in my book is called Parents' Perspectives. got a half a dozen parents. And again, a lot of great stuff, sharing the great stuff and parenting a child athlete, also talking about the different challenges. But that's an interesting point, because what you're talking about is much more common than some of us suspect, where we start the late sports psychologist, Dr. Jim Vickery, spent 3 years on the radio with me, talked about when the fun became drill. When it
mm-hmm.
became, ducking criticism.
A job. It becomes a job.
And again, that's not for everybody. There are, it takes a lot to become a serious athlete, a successful athlete. And a big part of my whole show over the years is, again, trying to do one of those two things, which is prevent problems, prevent injuries, and to educate parents and coaches, by the way. I label some coaches, Joel, Svengali coaches.
you know, the dictator.
Oh, my
and
God, yeah.
Not,
the
yes,
joystick ones.
Yes, and what's not funny is the abuse, and we include that. Sharkey talks about that in hashtag Hey Sports Parents, the crazy abuse that sometimes
yes.
is rained down on these kids, and we don't have to detail it. So the
no,
the,
I had a perfect example with one of my now kids. You know, I call them kids. You know, everybody on my team, I call them my kids. We had a little kid who was 7 years old who got ripped to shreds by his former coach, calling him pathetic and horrible and he's useless and stuff like that. And it's like, and mind you, he was talking to the kid, not to the parents.
Yes.
So you have a coach yelling and screaming and basically embarrassing a seven-year-old.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. A seven-year-old, who
yeah.
does that? I mean, regardless of the kid's ability.
Yes.
It's the poor kid.
Again, the challenge is continue to educate with an emphasis on really how wrong something like this. Again, the late Jim Vickery, one of his rules, don't be a critic, whether you are the parent or the coach.
Mm-hmm.
Once you become a critic, it then can really fall into some real problems, some absolutely.
Sure.
One of the expertise I've had on my show has included eating disorders, which
yes.
was one of these things that some aren't familiar with, some are very familiar with. You know, don't you understand, Dr. Weil, this young gymnast, man, she's got this tremendous pressure. She's got to lose weight. Now she's got an eating disorder and these kinds of craziness things. So mixed in with all the good stuff that's involved in parenting a young athlete and the tremendously positive experience a lot of these kids have, we then have on the one hand, again, the epidemic of overuse injuries because of over-scheduling, the inability to pay big attention to recovery. And I commend you for looking to, really do something about it regarding the documentary.
Yeah, I mean, I want to try to be able to include as much as I can, parents, kids, families. I mean, and especially covering all of these issues, like how many injuries are non-contact these days, and it's ridiculous. So you have all of these kids who are getting hurt without even being hit by anybody.
Well, when you're talking your sport, you're talking more running than any
yeah.
other sport. And the,
yep.
that alone is very, very challenging. And again, jumps right into sports podiatry. What is the best shoe for these kids? You know, we've just had the whole design of a girls only, female only soccer shoe, Trues. I just
mm-hmm.
had one of the designers on a couple of weeks ago. But the idea of the tremendous amounts of running and the ability, again, of especially young girls with all the knee problems, you're talking about changing direction and,
yep.
Coming down. Soccer's very, very physical. It just doesn't have the collisions, or you sure hope it doesn't, not to the extent something like football. So overuse kinds of problems many times are a lot more common. And again, you get serious about soccer players. My grandkids have played. At 4, 5, 6 years old, they're already, you could run and kick a ball much earlier than you could catch or throw one. So,
for sure.
It is very, very physical. And the idea of just routine. If your son or daughter wants to play serious soccer, then they got to pay attention to the sports doctor. Does that sound like a commercial, Joel?
Not at all. No, but it's true.
Deal.
I mean,
yeah.
I tell my kids all the time, like, you know, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But then don't do it. You know, don't.
Where are you guys? Where are you, in California? No,
we're in Las Vegas, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the still in this day and age, again, there isn't a season that goes by where we don't see incidences of horrendous behavior by parents. I have a guest coming on. He's a patient of mine in a couple of weeks. He's been a referee for 40 years, Joel. And he talks about the, yes, fantastic
poor guy.
Basketball. yeah, and you got to be a great athlete to be a. That's why we were putting orthotics in his shoes. And a guy 55 years old, 60 years old, running up and down the court, but talking about the kinds of changes with coaches and/or parents as the $15 billion industry quadruple the pressures. I can't believe we almost ran out of time with Joe. Joe, give me again the website. People could find out more about the timing and everything else that's going on with the upcoming documentary.
Well, you guys, they can find me on youthsport-themovie.com. That's the website. And we are also on Twitter, on Instagram, and they can use our handle at DocYouthSports.
Great. All right, Joe, thank you so much. Tremendous information. Hold on quickly, Joe. Everybody, we're going to be right back with the Sports Doctors in. Everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Welcome back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Two dynamite guests today. Dash, as always. It's the Sports Doctors In, where we talk a little bit about the upcoming shows, and we then add in some emails. DrRweilSports, DocTor@yahoo.com. Send an email. We'll fit you in. Next week, I'm proud to have a co-inductee in the upcoming April Hall of Fame induction for the National Fitness Hall of Fame. Lance Dreher is my first show. Lance is a former Mr. America, Mr. Universe, bodybuilder, PhD in nutrition. He's a radio host. I was on his show last month. Excited to have him join me. And then a local guy, John Perma, player service. His book, Developing Golfers into Players, will be joining me. He's on top of high performance of some of the best young golfers in the country, and joining the tour. Exciting. He's a patient of mine, too. Exciting guy. Following week, we're going to Australia. Georgina Ball, dance podiatry, will be talking with us. And then back locally, Jasmine Jaffrali and her essential oils will be returning on the Sports Doctor. So some great stuff. And again, hashtag Hey Sports Parents on Amazon. Got great reviews. It's such a terrific mixture of all aspects. That's why Sharkey made a big deal out of including that it is an essential guide for any parent who has a child in sports. Check that out. Let's do some emails. John, my cross-country 14-year-old daughter has had some persistent, what are called commonly shin splints, for now the third season. I've heard you talk about that. Yeah, John, most persistent or ongoing shin pain problems are foot-related or foot mechanics-related, and shin splints is not a medical diagnosis. You could have a stress fracture, and you could have tendonitis, and you could have everything in between, but when it's been persistent like your story, almost always we're dealing with like a pronated or flat-type foot type individual. Doesn't mean she can't be a very good runner. It doesn't mean you can't be a good athlete. I have champions who have pronated feet. But it's a weak link sometimes as we're growing, causing excessive stress on the lower legs. So check out podiatry and have them go over with you, sports podiatry if you can, whether she's in the best shoe and what the diagnosis of this is, and look seriously at orthotics. Doris asks, what's Morton's neuroma? Is it always a surgical problem? No, Doris, it isn't always a surgical problem. As a matter of fact, in this day and age, it's rarely a surgical problem. The thickening of a specific nerve location in the ball of the foot between the third and fourth toe is a particular connection, and it's a common area of abuse that can develop into a soft tissue mass called neuroma, which can get in the way and cause numbness. It sometimes can cause discomfort and shooting pain. Commonly, people would say, I got to take my shoe off. It feels like I got a bunched up sock underneath. And 25 years ago, we used to feel that the only long-term correction was a surgical one. And we did a lot of neuroma surgery, and a lot of it was helpful. Over those years in sports medicine where we saw, you know, can we do something else conservatively? We started using much more attention with orthotics and things like ultrasound and physical therapy. Sometimes injections had great results. So, Doris, do not look at a surgical correction of Morton's neuroma. Check again with podiatry. Make sure they're looking at your foot mechanics. Do you have high arch feet? What's the pressure? What have you had done conservatively? And be optimistic. Scott asks, what difference do order over-the-counter arch supports? What's the difference between that and the custom orthotics you talk about? Kind of like night and day, Scott. Over-the-counter arch supports can be real helpful. It's one of the first things I look at when we're talking about, you know, I think you need some extra support. What can I do tomorrow besides taping you? Might be, let's pick up some soft supports, let's use some over-the-counter devices. And in some instances, it's sufficient. Almost always, it can be helpful. And we can even get a touch more sophisticated where I get something at a running shoe store. Gee, I stopped at the Dr. Scholl's kiosk, had that done. But properly done, there's a big difference between custom prescription orthotics, which really in the hands of podiatry is a specialty. Again, where I might be putting orthotics in 10, 11, 12-year-old figure skater skates in order to enhance proper alignment and support and might be also as important if we're talking about a senior citizen or the best athletes. So pay attention to prescription if we've had long-term problems. You mentioned quickly the two main exercises that's in the book. Strengthening the feet and ankles, rubber band exercises are great for that. And working on your balance, I don't care what your age is, doing balance exercises is great for every muscle you own. Ran out of time. Catch you next week. Sports Doctors In. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents. See you later.